Hemisha, may I help you?
Hi, Michelle. My name is Steve. I'm actually looking for Susie. Is she available?
She is no longer with the company.
I have some old information here. In that case, maybe you can lead me in the right direction. I'm just looking to follow up with somebody, actually. Is there anybody that like helps with the financial decisions of the company, like a controller or office manager, anybody like that around?
Yes, that would be me, but how may I help you?
Yeah, I was actually just looking to follow up with you. I'm Steve, calling from Bank of Cardiff. I sent out an offer to your company like 2.5 weeks ago. Just seeing if you had seen that come through the mail. I know you guys probably get these all the time, and they just end up being tossed out, so that's why I'm just giving you a follow-up phone call. It's actually just in reference to some financing that the company did with GE a couple years back. Does that ring a bell at all to you?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, you guys have some good lending history there. So the offer we sent was actually just some equipment, some capital, seeing if you guys have any needs now or sometime in the future, or if there's any time of the year that you guys look to do that kind of thing. I think your business actually...
What kind of loans do you manage?
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
I mean, well, like as far as like lines of credit, do you do loans? What do you...
Yeah, so we don't really... We do have lines of credit, but the most thing that we do is a working capital, and we have equipment financing. So that's what the offer was. You guys were actually... Due to your like, really good lending history, you guys were actually pre-approved for $250,000. So... If there's anywhere that you could use that, or if you guys are trying to look on to bring on some capital, or really anything.
Okay, what are the requirements for the $250,000 for equipment?
Yeah, are you guys looking to bring on equipment?
Well, that may be a possibility, but tell me about, like, what are your conditions?
Okay. Well, the two programs that we have, equipment, if you're looking to do equipment, that's your, like, your normal traditional loan. It's the 2-year, 2 to 5 year loan, and the rates start at the mid-single digits. The working capital loan, now that's going to be unsecured cash. That's going to be usually 3 months to 3 years on that, on the terms, and the rates on that is going to be depending on what the health of the business looks like. It's not a single set rate because it is unsecured, so we have to take a little bit better look at what the business, how the health of the business is. So,
you're talking about like single digits on the equipment.
Yeah.
What is the range of the quote that you have?
What is the range of the what? I'm sorry?
How is the quote? Like of the percentages?
Oh, the range, it's mid single digits. So it's, you know, anywhere from 4 to and above. It goes up from there. So, that's mostly our bread and butter is our equipment financing, and we're really good at what we do with that one. There's a lot of factors that go into it also with the equipment. Have you ever taken out a car loan before? I'm sure you have. You know, it runs off a little bit more with your credit on the equipment financing side, or I mean, with your equipment financing side. So, you know, just for instance, what would you rate your credit at? Do you know what it is? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Well,
what do you think?
No, this will for personal or for the business?
For the business. It doesn't really go off your personal,
business.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Actually, the reason why I'm asking you is because I used to work with Chase.
The
business side relationship manager. So what are your requirements as far as, like, because I know that they had certain percentages, but I know that, like, 2 years of, like, the 1040s, What are your requirements? What do you need, and how soon can you? What is your turnaround as far as like approval?
I gotcha. Yeah, so we're much different than your normal bank. We actually can get you approved in 24 hours and funded within 48. That's the nice thing with us. Our paperwork is very light. All we need is just the one page application, your most recent tax return, and 6 months of your bank statements, and then just if you're looking for equipment, just the vendor, like how much it is and all that stuff.
Okay, what about if I could, like, let's say I want to go ahead and purchase equipment based of a like off an action. So, could that be possible?
Sure.
So how would that work?
Off of, you want to buy equipment off of a person? So you said?
No, auction.
Oh, off an auction. Yeah. So I mean, there's a couple ways you could do that. You know, like I said, with the equipment, we can either if you're auctioning it, then I would really go with the working capital route, because that way, if you know exactly how much you're looking to spend, we can put that exact amount into your bank account. So let's just say if you're looking for a piece of equipment that was $100,000, and you know, if you're going to get it for, let's just say, $80,000, then you know, we can give you $100,000, put it right into your account, and that way you can use that for whatever you need it for, because that's an unsecured cash loan, so you can use it for anything.
But the interest when that one would be higher because it's an unsecured cash.
Well, like I said, it depends on a lot of things. The thing with that, when I always come around to the working capital side, is, yeah, it might be a little bit higher, but is the investment worth it? Like, are you going to make money on that piece of equipment that you're going to auction and get? Because if you are, then it's totally worth the investment.
Yeah, but also keep in mind that we can pay it in cash.
I'm sorry?
Well,
one more time? Yeah, oh, okay.
We can also pay it in cash. So I'm thinking, like, if you want to buy some equipment, then yeah, it would be great to use the equipment purchase, because the interest rate will be lower.
Sure.
And it will give us more flexibility on that part, that if we do unsecured cash, we really don't need the unsecured cash because we have the cash.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, another thing with that, too, is if you're going to pay cash for that equipment anyways, then, I mean, you could do that and then actually take out a
cash. Do it into a loan?
Yeah, absolutely.
We can do that?
Yeah, yeah, we'll just, what we could do is we could probably just buy out the equipment and then give you an equipment finance loan.
Now, I don't have your contact information. Is there any way that you can send me maybe like some kind of like a brochure or anything like that? And
oh, yeah, of course.
And I'll keep you in mind, this is not going to be something that is going to be right now, but it probably will be down the road, maybe like 3 or 4 months from now.
Okay, yeah, perfect. That's awesome. Yeah, what's a good email for you?
It's, well, you used to have Susie's, right?
Yeah, that was my old contact.
So just use Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.
M-I-C-H-E. Okay, I actually didn't have an email. It was just actually through direct mail. Yeah.
At platasconcrete.com.
Yeah, platasconcrete. Okay. Yeah, and, you know, just so you know, too, let me ask you some questions about your business. That way I can get you just a little bit better idea of what we could do for you. Because, you know, a lot of the things...
Let's just go ahead and keep it like that for now.
Okay.
And then we'll go ahead and contact you as soon as we find something out. And then we'll go from there.
Okay. Do you want me to follow up with you in 4 months, or do you want me to follow up with you next month, or how do you want me to follow
up
with you?
Follow up with us, like, maybe, like, in, let's say, 3 months.
Okay. Sounds good. If anything ever comes up in the meantime, you know, feel free to give me a holler, okay?
Sure, not a problem.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you. Bye-bye. You too. Thank you. Bye.